Last night it was fake shopping to look like a real lady.
This is my favorite sentence of the day. Please.
Bradley, Mike, I'm going to tell you that I did some online shopping last night, but it was fake shopping. Because I knew I wasn't going to buy anything.
Okay, so you fake shopped last night. Is this just like you were bored and you needed something to do or
it's
what?
It's not boredom. I got excited about fake shopping.
Like how so? And can you tell us what you were fake shopping for? Does fake just mean you're like window shopping on your phone?
Yeah, I want to look at purses and ladies' large totes.
Oh, God, I thought you were going to say like large toes.
Ladies' large
no,
toes.
No, that's actually coming up next. I have a quiz for you, but...
Oh, can't wait. Okay, so let me get this straight. You last night were fake shopping for real ladies' totes.
Yeah, I want to look like a real lady.
What does that mean, I want to look like a real lady?
Well, I just kind of like, there's part of my life where I just don't care how people perceive me. And then I take a look at myself and I go, what am I doing? My bags that I bring to work, I'm starting to feel a little self-conscious about them.
You're feeling self-conscious about your bags. Okay, why?
Yeah, well, one of them is a backpack that, I don't know, a high school kid would carry around.
And Mike has a backpack.
Well, he's kind of a kid to me.
Aww. I mean, I guess that's adorable, but he's an adult professional who goes to work, and so are you.
I know, but I'm a lady, and I think I'm supposed
sorry,
she's not a lady.
Sorry, Mike.
No, I don't feel like a lady, though. I feel like...
Okay, so you wanted to feel like...
I feel like... I look around, I'm like, all the ladies are doing this, which is having a big leather tote bag to carry their stuff in.
Donna has a big
Donna's
leather tote.
A lady, yeah. She got
no, I'm just saying around here,
yeah, exactly.
You're saying someone like Donna, for example,
yes.
has a big leather tote, and maybe you feel a little insecure about your
situation. Today also, it's a green bag that's from Lake Havasu, and it's sort of like a shopping grocery
tote. It's a cloth tote.
Yeah.
I have never, ever, just to be clear, but I am not a lady.
Yeah.
Although I played one on TV.
Oh.
Literally. Long story short, I've never judged your bags or thought you're not a lady. In fact, I think you're one of the most lady ladies around here.
What?
She literally, Mike, walks in every day with a full head of hair and makeup and a color coordinated outfit.
I agree.
Whether it's a Tuesday where we are doing nothing but staring at each other in a dark room for 3 hours or when we go out for a happy hour or something.
Well,
so what makes you feel like you're not a lady?
These bags, I'm telling you.
All right. So you went shopping. Did you find any good bags that you didn't buy?
Yeah, I found a lot of them. And then it made me feel even worse about not having a bag because there were so many that are the same kind of like large bag style.
Like you had a hard time picking?
Yeah, it was so overwhelming, which I have to have all the choices because I'm a Libra. I have to look at all the choices, which is endless on Facebook Marketplace and Temu, where I was shopping, fake shopping. And it gave me dopamine, gave me like a little dopamine
fake shopping.
Hit.
I mean, we could have a whole conversation about fake shopping alone. I'm obsessed with fake shopping. But yeah, because I've been doing that with a car for the last 2 months, solid, driving everyone in my life nuts.
Yeah.
So I love to fake shop. But you really think that.
I need
a bag. If you change your bag, you're going to feel...
More like a lady? You know,
more like a lady. This is my lady bag.
Yeah, I feel like people might judge me if I walk up to them. I walk into work every day, and I'm like, oh, it's just people at work, you know? But then this is my place of work where I do businessy things. And what if there's someone who is
going to
choose me for something special, but they go... She's using a gift bag.
Yeah, no, you think about all of the promotions you missed out on because of your bag.
I mean, you know. I don't know. I just feel like I might look a little ridiculous.
You don't look ridiculous.
Coming in a blazer with a backpack.
Okay, so you want a big leather bag. Maybe listeners can help you.
Here's the thing. I was telling Holly this, which she was laughing hysterically about the lady bag.
Yeah.
And she said, I have one of those bags that I don't use.
Oh.
And I'm going to bring it for you tomorrow.
Mission accomplished.
Wow. I just scored a lady bag. But now I'm still fake shopping. Even though Holly's bringing me one, I'm still fake shopping. And I love it. I put things in my cart. And it's like I'm going to buy it, but I don't.
Mike, you look like you have some insight.
Well, I was going to say, I maybe know a woman who bought a whole bunch of bags that she used to enjoy buying, and now she's deciding she doesn't want to buy these bags anymore or have them sit in her closet.
What?
And they're a whole bunch of, lady bags. And yes, that lady is my wife.
Wow. Okay. So you might be able to do a lady bag
deal. I might send you some pictures if you want.
Yeah,
and let me know.
Let's negotiate.
Yeah.
Are we talking like designer lady bags?
Hers are designer, yes. Okay. Now, she never paid designer prices for them, but she were. You know,
how did she do that? Tell me more. Like, do you mean she has designer bags without designer prices?
Oh, my mom shops for bags all the time.
Outlets.
Well, they have those apps like the Real Real.
Yep.
Yeah. Sometimes those are a little out of my budget. I'm not willing to actually pay to look like. It's just sort of a game that women
paying?
Play.
I'm curious.
It's like, look, I'm a lady.
What
I'm
do you
want to
pay to look like?
Lady bag.
What would you like to pay to look like, John?
I don't know. Maybe rich. I think that's what it is. Like,
but you
I
don't
want to
play
this.
Rich lady prices. But that's what those. You know, that's what those apps do.
I guess
do.
That's what the game is to look like a rich lady. I think people. It doesn't matter. I'd have never cared
have
about looking like
in,
a
through
rich
this building.
Lady.
I mean, nobody's like judging people for their.
Maybe they
well,
are.
Well, Lori and
we
Julia would judge you, but they're
they
going to do
me
that
an up
regardless.
Down every time.
Yeah,
they're always going, "Hey, hi, Don," and they're checking out my outfit, my bag.
Yeah,
that's but there's no winning with them.
Yeah, I was going to say you're going to always come up short on that one. Just like me trying to impress them with my cleaning skills, it's never going to happen, Don.
I want to be clear about this. Lori and Julia love them. I think they love me. But it's just in their nature, I think, to
they know
give people
are.
Updowns.
Honey, you're not saying anything they don't understand about themselves.
Yeah, that's true.
So you might get a lady bag tomorrow.
I might get a lady bag tomorrow.
Well, fingers crossed. Mike, I would say talk to Sarah tonight. See if she has any lady bags she can score Dawn a good deal on.
Sounds good.
We'll do.
What kind of lady bag are you looking for?
Well,
a big ass lady bag. Because Mike,
two.
I will say she has like literally everything in a backpack and like a big tote.
And I think when I carry all this heavy stuff in, do I need all this? And can it fit just in the backpack?
I kind of would want to say that, but then that's not my place.
Oh, you can say whatever you want to me.
I bring in a lunch bag every day, but Mike, you bring in a backpack.
I bring in a backpack and all it does is hold my lunchbox.
Oh, okay.
It literally holds my lunch bag, so it's nice.
But men,
have some
I feel
backup
like
stuff
women
in it,
have more stuff to carry.
Yeah.
You guys have like purses.
Yeah.
And lady
I'm
bits.
I'm also looking for a little, like a crossbody purse that isn't something I bought like when I was 20 maybe at Target. That's what I'm using right now.
You need lady things.
That I can definitely help you with because that's I think mostly what
her
Sarah has
bodies.
Are like crossbody little purses that are designer and nice and she's trying to get rid of them for cheap.
I think you got options.
Okay. This is I mean it's almost payday, Mike. Let's make this happen.
Let's make it happen.
Woo! All right. Well, I'm still going to fake shop until then
Well, I was going to say I love that like once my reason to fake shop goes away doesn't mean I'm going to stop fake shopping.
Don't stop fake shopping, but I do want you to try to do a quiz coming up next about royal feet.
Ooh.
Now, the Daily Mail's so bored that they took pictures.
How bored are they?
Or they're just looking for something to talk about the royals, so they gathered up pictures of royal feet, and then it's a quiz.
If you have a foot fetish, next segment's for you.
It's coming up next on My Talk.
Hey, my talkers, Bradley here for my good friends at Dakota Dental. I was there not too long ago and getting my regular checkup and screening. And I can tell you that every time I walk through those doors, I know I'm in great hands. And I got my cleaning and my checkup, made sure everything was on the up and up. And I was very grateful that there was nothing else on my dental plan other than that regular checkup. And I think that's mostly because I go regularly to Dakota Dental, and they have taken care of my dental health now for years. So whether it's a dental emergency, or maybe I do get a cavity, or in fact, I've had to have a root canal, I've really like run the gamut, but I stay on top of things. And my last appointment was great because I get those regular visits. So if you haven't made a regular appointment, do so now at one of the best dentists in the Twin Cities. Take my word for it. Head to DakotaDental.com today, and don't forget to tell them Bradley sent you.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's time to take a quiz of royal feet. You're listening to The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. This is what we do on our show. If you missed any of it, please download our podcast. Bradley and Dawn, the Daily Mail, actually has a can you guess which royal feet these are?
Oh.
They have six pictures.
It's like a quiz.
Of unshoed.
Unshoed? That's a new word. I like that.
Bare feet.
We used to call it barefoot, but.
Well, the whole idea is that they're not. We're not supposed to see their toes ever or their feet ever because they're royal.
Wow. I bet foot fetish people out there are like, yeah.
So I know. I'm like, oh, them. My Lord. And they're all ladies' feet.
Of course.
Okay.
Because nobody wants to see a man's foot. I'm sorry. Men's feet are kind of nasty.
Well, I think a lot of people would disagree with you. That have foot fetishes.
Well, but I should probably charge them for the privilege of seeing my hobbit feet on OnlyFans.
OnlyFans, yes. Okay. So there, would you like the royals' names and then you kind of try to match? Because one of them's obscure.
I mean, that seems like a lot of work. So what if we just went down and you described?
Okay, let me describe this
one. Because Mike and I are looking at pictures of these feet.
Part of my workday was a Word document created with the pictures.
So if you read the description, maybe Mike and I can suss our way through.
What's the opposite of a foot fetish?
A foot revulsion.
Because I'm experiencing that.
A foot phobia.
I am not loving this right now. This isn't great.
Okay, well, the first one, just
this
to get down
piggy.
To yeah, these little toesies. The first one is you only see a long white skirt, bare legs, and some beautiful, I don't know what kind of cream-colored heels those are, but they're beautiful, and a woman stepping out of those, and she has just her bare feet. Okay. It says, fortunately, with the aid of tights, this royal wasn't completely barefoot. So she has on some very good, like, sheer pantyhose.
Oh, wow. Okay? I wouldn't have even noticed. There were hose on those toes.
So great. All right. This senior royal is known to follow protocol. However, she made a notable exception during a visit to Gandhi's Smriti, a museum located in Old Birla House, New Delhi, where she walked barefoot. On a positive note, she was wearing flesh-colored tights.
On a positive note?
Flesh-colored tights. So, visiting a museum, honoring the museum, you're not supposed to wear shoes,
yeah, so she was,
I guess.
Yeah.
So, who do you think this senior royal is?
I had a guess, but I don't know. Mike,
what was your guess? Senior royal, I think, is Kate. Yeah, that's got to be Kate, I think.
Ding, ding, ding,
nice.
Ding, ding.
Oh, good. We got it.
Good job. That is Kate. Wow. You're just really killing this, guys.
Well, they looked like youngish feet. Like, I was like, this isn't Princess Anne's.
When they
know.
Said senior royal and then it didn't look like super old feet, I thought it was got to be Kate.
Yeah.
I mean, look, we don't have a lot to go on.
Right. Okay. Number two is just to describe the audience. You can, on our show links page, you can find this article from the Daily Mail. It says, basking in the sunlight. It's a woman wearing black sandals. They're like Michael Kors black sandals that go, which I hate this feeling of going between my big toe. They used to be called thongs. You know, big toe and second toe. Ugh. Anyway, she's wearing sandals like that.
Is that what you call that? No, that's not a hirachi.
I mean, we used to call them just thong shoes.
Thongs, yeah.
But now it's... A thong is a thong.
Okay, anyway, Leather Sandals by Michael Kors.
Yes. Now, I will want to point out here that the toes are unpainted, which is a little weird to me. I'm like, wow, bold move. Attending the International Day polo match in Windsor, this royal proudly displayed her baby bump and her toes. She broke the rules in a pair of leather sandals by Michael Kors.
I have a clarifying question. I don't know if you had an instant answer to this, Mike.
This, go ahead and do the clarifying question because I don't have an instant answer.
Is this like a working royal?
This is a, you probably don't know who she is.
Oh, okay.
Because yeah.
When I saw those feet, I was like, that looks like Beatrice of York.
Well, hold
oh my
on
gosh,
to that.
You were thinking Beatrice?
I thought it was one of the sisters.
Yeah, I thought it was Beatrice.
Beatrice or Eugenie.
Okay.
This is Zara Tyndall. Or
oh, yeah, Zara Tyndall.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's move on to the third one because there are six here.
That's
and we
Princess
keep
Anne's
flopping along.
Daughter-in-law, I think, right?
I think so, yeah.
Or daughter?
It has something to do with, yeah, it's like her son's wife.
Yeah. Got it.
Okay. Number three, barefoot at lunch. Shortly after becoming a member of the royal family, this lady embarked on a six-day tour of Australia, Fiji, Tonga, and New Zealand with her husband. After being welcomed with a traditional, might be a dance or lunch, in Rotorua, New Zealand, she slipped off her shoes for luncheon. So she's just secretly under the table, got her shoes off. They're painted
her
red.
Piggies are very... She's just like sitting there with her piggies. I want to know who got the picture. Really quickly,
yeah,
Zara
gross.
Tyndall is the granddaughter of the Queen Princess Anne's daughter.
Got oh, it. Her daughter.
Yeah.
Okay. She's, oh, I see. Okay. So who do you think these royal feet?
I had a guess.
What's your guess?
Meghan.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding. Go with that.
Yes!
Meghan took her shoes
For
off
me,
at lunch.
The clue was...
The description.
The... Shortly after becoming a member of the royal family, she embarked on a six-day tour of Fiji, Tonga. And I remember that trip.
Okay.
So that was the only person or the only royal that I know who's gone on that trip. So that was just my off-the-cuff guess. What were you going to say, Mike?
I wasn't. I was agreeing with you.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. Here's number four. This is called Double Whammy. I don't know why.
Double Whammy.
This carefree mother, too, broke royal protocol in multiple ways. She was the first to show physical affection to members.
She said broke mother of two. This broke
this
royal.
This carefree mother of two broke royal protocol in multiple ways when she took off her shoes. She was the first to show physical affection to members of the public, and she proudly flaunted her burgundy nail polish while visiting the Sri Swaminarayan Temple in London.
Yeah, this was the easiest one, obviously.
Well, I want to see if your easy was my easy. What was your answer?
This is Di.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is Di, and bless
Diana.
Her heart, she has a hammer toe like I do.
What is a hammer toe?
A hammer toe, well, she's worn high heels so much that her second to last toe and her last toe are bending in towards.
Sure.
And it's like you sometimes have to have surgery for it.
Oh.
It's a thing. Hammer toes.
Hammer toe. Okay. Yeah, it was the first to show physical affection that I was like, oh, yeah.
And that carpet just looked really old.
Like, yeah, it looks like
80s I saw
carpet.
That picture and I'm like, this picture looks like it's an older picture. It's got to be Di.
Okay, here we go. Let's clip along here. We only have a few minutes. Currently living in the Cotswolds with her family, this princess was once a regular visitor to Saint-Tropez. She couldn't resist the temptation to take a barefoot stroll along the beach. So it's in the sand.
This one is either Eugenie or Beatrice, I think, right? Or who do you think?
Oh, I thought it was her mom.
Oh, okay. Maybe it is.
Fergie.
Beatrice.
It's Beatrice.
Okay.
Beatrice. Good job, Mike.
Thank you.
Okay, and finally, really quick here, bare feet were an unusual sight when it came to this regal figure. Who's that? A polite entrance. She's in stockings.
Anne?
Elizabeth.
It's the queen.
Oh, my God. I can't see the queen's feet.
You just did, baby.
Mike, good job.
Thanks.
Okay. Now, coming up next, why does Milan want to ban late-night gelato and pizza? Bradley's going to tell you on My Talk.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Why does a big Italian city, Italian, want to ban late night gelato and pizza? That's rude. I'm going to tell you. Right now, on the Bradley. Radio, on The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, on my talk. Good afternoon, hello, and welcome. Dawn, Milan in Italy, not Milan in, like, Ohio, has said that they are going to ban late-night gelato and pizza, two of the most iconic Italian dishes tourists and others would want. What else is there to eat in the, or what else do you want to eat late at night?
Well, I mean, can say from experience, 2 years ago I was in Milan and we had gelato every day more than once.
Well, apparently it was you who ruined it.
Okay.
You and MC.
Why?
Well, according to a new law that could put an end to this long-held tradition, as is told to us in this article in CNN, Marco Granelli, the deputy mayor for security, announced plans to... I almost said tranquilize.
But, that's right.
But that's what they're trying
You're
to do.
You're going to have to do that to me. Preserve
the tranquility of 12 of the city's busiest districts by banning late night food sales. Quote, our objective is to seek balance between sociability and entertainment and the peace and health of residents. We believe in living in a city where young and old people have spaces they can share together.
So people were getting too rowdy. People were gelato.
Yeah, exactly. All them tourists.
Is it tourists?
Well, that's part of the issue.
Okay.
And by the way, I didn't know this, but Milan particularly has some of the most well-known gelaterias. That's a word.
Gelaterias.
Gelateria. Gelateria sounds like something you get if you ate too much gelato. I got the gelateria when I was in Milan, Dawn.
It ruined my whole trip. I had to trot on over anyway. Well,
you got the trots.
Yeah.
So part of this is they say that I guess there was this whole experience that first of all, the pandemic happened, right? And that changed tourism. But since that time, tourism has exploded. Right. So like the volume of people who are traveling again has changed. And I think people's expectation of what a quality of living is has changed since the pandemic, because the pandemic made us all think like, you know, actually, and I've seen stories like this in other places. Actually, one of them also Italy, where the residents are like, OK, tourists, like you have your spaces, but you're not going to have all the spaces or at all the time.
Oh, no.
I don't think it's in this case, though. It's not just tourism. I will say there are a lot of people who are against this, but there are some people who are for it. There's this one guy named Marco, and he's the secretary general for the Milan branch, the Italian Retailers Association. He told CNN, quote, the ban goes against common sense. If an Italian family wants to go out for pizza, this is wrong.
Yes. Oh, I think it's wrong. I mean, I don't know what it was like in, I was, you know, the area that I stayed in was like very quiet. We had an Airbnb.
Yeah.
And there was a gelato place down the street within a couple of blocks. And it was a very nice, like, quiet evening stroll. It wasn't super loud and crazy. And then there was like a little pizza place as well. But none of the people there were tourists. So I don't know what they're talking about.
Well,
maybe
it's
it was
not
just in a different part.
Yeah, it's not just tourists. And there are, it is just certain districts within Milan. So it's not the entire city.
Yeah.
But I think what they're trying to do is say, look, there are certain areas that are too loud and the residents in those areas would like some peace and quiet. And so some people have suggested compromises. I will say for me, it's less about the issue of Milan, but I'm like, when you think about like late night experiences, I don't know what else you want to do late at night than binge on some ice cream and pizza.
I mean, people that are drinking want to hang out at bars, but that's a totally different topic.
Yeah.
So these are like neighborhood pizza gelato places that...
The ban is necessary, quote, according to officials, the ban is, quote, necessary to tackle excessive noise in residential areas. So again, it's just part of the areas. It would also prevent establishments from serving food and drink in outside areas after or between the hours of 12:30 in the morning and 6 a.m. on weekdays, 1:30 a.m. and 6 a.m. So, you know, there, there are people who are like, we would just like to be able to sleep and not hear, you know, Don McLean downstairs going, this is the best gelato I ever had.
Do you want to get another one?
That would be me. I cannot wait to eat myself sick.
Oh my gosh. It's one of the best things about, like, you want to, for me, like for vacation, I want to, I make sure that I lose at least 10 pounds. And so I look really good in pictures, but when I'm there, I gain the 10 pounds back. So I come back even.
But because it doesn't happen immediately, you're hoping it'll happen like when you get home and you put your pants on, you know, your comfy pants on.
Right.
And it that's when all the weight catches up.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you're like, I don't want to go on vacation again.
I got a bad case of gelateria. What was your favorite gelato?
Oh my gosh, they had so many different kinds that were like, that is crazy weird and I have to try it.
Like what? Do they let you try, like sample?
Yes, they do. But then you kind of watch other Americans do it to excess and you're like, okay, Bob.
Can I tell you?
Ohio, quit trying every bit.
So I live with a person who will sample every flavor. And I am the opposite of that because I think... I know it's not rude because they offer samples, but I just am like, if you don't have any intention of possibly tasting or buying that
it.
Flavor, you don't need to taste 35 flavors of gelato.
Oh, man. I remember,
what was your favorite flavor, though?
Well, there was one that was like a green tea one that I thought was actually really good.
Matcha?
Yes. And there were other ones that were like a little bit too weird. I don't have them.
What's
on
the weirdest
hand.
One? You don't remember?
There was something about bugs, I think. Bugs? Honestly, like there was something like cricket gelato.
No, we're not doing that.
Well, I mean, it was like chocolate and crickets or something. I mean, but they also had super strange, like, I don't know.
Did they have any
mushroom
savory flavors? Yeah.
Yeah, they did. They had a lot of savory flavors. So, you know, I just would go with a traditional one. But overall, you mentioned something about, I want to know, you said during the pandemic, like our brains changed about maybe how we go on vacation when we do.
Well, I think expectations, I was talking maybe more, but I think that is probably also true. But I think I was talking more about like our expectations of the need to like people want to be comfortable where they are. And so to have like. For example, I think of the people in Venice who are trying to keep cruise ships from showing up in Venice, or there is a place, another place in Italy where maybe it's just Italians that tourists would show up for selfie spots. And people are like, yeah, we're not doing that anymore because like we just want to be able to walk through our town square we want to be able to get on with our lives without having like a mile long selfie line.
Oh, yeah, I would say. Yeah. I can see that just, you know, from traveling. I'm sure you've seen it too, where it's like you're going to an experience of some sort and there people are literally videoing and taking selfies the whole time and not even actually looking and experiencing.
That's
the
thing I hate, but I think that's like for us probably more generational. Like we experience things. Like I have to remember to take photos of certain things. Like I do like to take pictures on vacation, obviously. But I also have to remind myself to do that sometimes because you do want to just feel it, right?
Yeah, like, you want to feel it and experience it. Like, take a few pictures, but then,
But it's really, it's sad when you just see people looking at a place through their phone.
Yeah, it's definitely generational, I think. Yeah. Well, I think that this is a shame because people should be able to enjoy whatever they want at any time.
Also, late night pizza. Man, yeah. I wish we had more of that in this city. In fact, one of the things I used to, it's not the same anymore, and I'm not out late because I can hear people going, didn't you go to bed at like 8:30? Yes, but I remember when I was in, you know, my going out phase, being frustrated at how very little was open in this city.
Oh, yeah.
Because there wasn't a nightlife culture other than like the bars. In this town, like restaurants were not open super late, maybe a handful, but like it wasn't a culture like it is in a lot of cities.
Oh, for sure. And in Milan, it seemed like there were a lot more of these little cafes in neighborhoods. You know how our neighborhoods, like in Northeast or whatever, it's like there's just little bars everywhere, which is I found really charming when I first moved here. Like, oh, my God, I'm in a neighborhood and there's literally a bar right there to walk to. It's like pizza places and gelato places will just be like you walk outside of your apartment and around the corner is a gelato place.
Gelateria.
In the middle of a neighborhood. Yeah. So that's probably disturbing because people get so crazy on pizza and gelato. You just can't hold them down.
What was the best in Milan, pizza or gelato?
I think gelato. I mean, because gelato can be several times a day.
And by that, you mean you did eat it several times a day?
We would go, oh, my God, it's gelato o'clock. We're like, we haven't had gelato in 3 hours.
It's time for gelato.
I look at him and I go, you look really pale. Do you need some gelato? You look weak. Are you okay? And he'd be like, no, I'm fine. Oh, yeah, I do need some gelato.
Did you learn anything about gelato? Like, is the gelato different than the gelato you've had here?
I think it's just so authentic. It's so... I just can't describe how good it is. Like, I never was into gelato until I went to Italy. And now I'm sure there's a lot of places that have really good gelato. But I think what makes it so good is the amount of, like, egg in it, right? Because that's how it's made.
It has like, more fat, right?
Yeah, definitely more
less
fat.
Less air?
Yeah, it's not as creamy, but it's like...
It's denser, right?
Yeah, it just makes you want some more in a couple hours.
Let's all go get some gelato.
Oh my gosh.
Gelato MG.
Yes.
All right. Hey, when we come back, our good friend, maybe our prize today for winning Game Show Roulette will be a big fat gelato cone. Mike?
Yeah, see what I can do in the
next. I'll see what I can do in the next 3 minutes.
Okay, you never know. There might be one in the freezer. All right.
Mike's going to. Don't eat anything in the freezer.
Mike's going to spin his Game Show Roulette wheel when we come back right here on Mike Talk 107.1.